From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Another attempt is being made to allow motorcyclists in Missouri to ride without helmets. A House committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill to allow motorcycle riders ages 21 and older to not wear a helmet as long as they can prove they have 2 years of riding experience and proper health insurance. Supporters include Bill Kempker with the group Freedom of Road Riders of Missouri.
We've been fighting this for close to 30 years. You know, it's not taking away anything from anybody. We're not telling you you can't. We are telling us we want our choice whether or not we want to wear a helmet.
Those against changing the law says helmets save lives and taxpayer money. The majority of testifiers yesterday said legislators shouldn't fix something that isn't broken. Missouri's Economic Development Director has signed a $750 million export agreement with the country of Colombia. Governor Jay Nixon announced the agreement yesterday. The pact was signed by Economic Development Director Mike Downing and two business and industry leaders from Colombia. Under the deal, Missouri and Colombia agreed to trade a combined $750 million worth of goods in the next 5 years. Nixon, Downing, and other Missouri officials on the South America trip will visit Peru on Wednesday and return home Friday. The Hawthorne Foundation is paying for travel expenses for Nixon and his wife, George Ann Nixon. It's the governor's first trade mission of the year. A bipartisan team of Missouri congressmen have won House approval for legislation making major changes in how the government addresses public housing. Jim Howard has more.
One provision requires individuals who make too much to live in public housing to either move out or pay fair market rent. St. Elizabeth Republican Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer says the measure gives public housing authorities some options.
There's enough flexibility there that gives them the ability to make those exceptions, but generally I believe that they're going to have to move those folks out after a period of time.
An audit last year found more than 25,000 so-called over-income residents in public housing. House lawmakers sent the bill to the Senate on a vote of 427-0. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
A leading bond rating company is downgrading the outlook of the University of Missouri System's credit rating. Standard & Poor's announced Monday that the outlook of the four-campus system's AA-plus credit rating has dipped from stable to negative. The agency says in a report that maintaining the current rating on the system's facilities revenue bonds will require a, quote, marked improvement in available resources to debt. The report also touched on the departure of two top administrators amid student protests over the handling of racial issues on the Columbia campus. The report says the upheaval could, quote, affect demand and enrollment in the short term. System spokesperson John Fougere says the rating will, quote, remain exceptionally strong compared to higher education peers, regardless of whether S&P ultimately classifies it as AA+ or AA. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.